MSing About Productions presents MSing About, a podcast about nothing. Hello, I'm Ian Hayden, an award-winning comedy writer who happens to have MS, and I have with me, I have Katrina Christensen, who doesn't have MS. Hello, Katrina.
Hello, Ian.
Is a singer, a pianist, a killer, and a train driver who knows the website of our sponsor, Solid Sleep, Australia's number one manufacturer of adjustable beds. You can check them out at
www.solidsleep.com.au.
Now, do you remember a few weeks ago?
Maybe not.
You turned up with a heap of trivia questions that test out my MS-affected memory.
Did I?
You did.
Okay.
And we both did okay, and it was fun. It was pub trivia without the pub.
Yes,
without
right.
the wines. And I'd like to play a game today that I have called Revenge Trivia.
Oh!
I turned up with a bunch of questions to put you on the spot.
What a bastard.
Oh, language, please.
I don't know.
You know nothing.
I know nothing unless I'm given a chance to learn it.
Oh, that's what you said in the last one we came in a draw.
Oh, okay, rightio, all right.
Do you know what kind of watercraft has twin parallel hulls?
Sailing.
Yeah, what sort of boat?
Catamaran.
Well done you. See, one ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Where's the bell? I want a bell.
Oh, yeah. What is the common name for the rubber disc used in ice hockey?
Puck.
Well done you.
See, I'm excited. This is good. Keep going.
All right.
Make sure I know it.
No, you got a 50-50.
Okay.
Which has the bigger ears, the African or the Asian elephant?
Oh.
Is it going to be a guess?
This is going to be a guess, but it could be a calculated guess.
Okay.
But I've got nothing to run. Yeah. I've really got no idea. Look, I'm going to say, I feel like it would be the African.
It is. See, three out of three.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
All right.
But why? Tell me why.
You've probably seen them.
Okay.
They've got big ears that flap roll away down.
They do, yeah.
Which famous couple held two bed-in for peace protests in Amsterdam and Montreal?
John Lennon and... his wife, Yoko,
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono, that's it.
I'll give you that. Well done, you.
Oh, thanks.
Now, while he was at Oxford University, which future Australian Prime Minister sculled a yard of ale in 11 seconds?
Oh, was it Bobby Hawke?
It was. 1.4 litres in 11 seconds.
Holy dooly.
God, that's...
That's a lot.
That's more than that water bottle.
That is more than that water bottle. Well, that's actually 1.25 litres.
Well, if you can do that in 9 seconds, you're in.
Okay. Right.
Okay, the teddy bear...
Yes.
The teddy bear toy was invented in honour of a big game-hunting US president.
Yeah, Roosevelt.
See, look at this. You've nailed every one of them.
Oh, I'm cleverer than I thought.
Maybe.
We got some smarts.
Okay. Pardon,
you always make
pardon
me sound
me,
somewhat
boy.
Good.
Pardon me,
what
boy.
What are you trying to talk?
Pardon me, boy. What train leaves Pennsylvania Station about 3:45 on track 29? That's an oldie. That was the Glenn Miller band. Pardon me, boy. Is that the...
Cotton tootin' choo-choo, something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were getting at.
But yeah, I am.
But
pardon
the rest
me,
of,
boy.
Yeah. But the rest of the words threw me.
Well, it leaves at 3:45 on track 29.
What was it called?
The Chattanooga choo-choo.
I'm really having a hard time with my words today. Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
See? All right. If I've got the hots for what's in the box with the dots.
Oh, what is that?
What is my fast food company?
Yeah, hots in the box for what's in the dots. The dots on the
I've
box.
I've got the hots.
It's not KFC.
No. It's pizza.
Oh, yeah, it is pizza.
It's got dots on it.
Yeah, Domino's.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Oh, this one might pull you up.
Domino's. Yep, gotcha. Yep.
Actors.
Yes.
Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, yes.
And Timothy Chalamet have all played what character?
Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you knocking this out of the park. I thought I'd have you on that.
And Gene Wilder's my favourite so far. I haven't seen Timothy Chalamet.
I want to see Gene Wilder's one of my favourite actors of all time.
Yeah, me too.
The everything you wanted to know about sex but was afraid to ask, he does one of the little things in that called What Sodomy.
Oh.
And it's fabulous.
Okay, I must go and see it.
It's when he falls in love with a sheep. Just Google it.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
I will.
Who recently became Australia's longest serving female cabinet minister?
Oh, Wong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she just got married to Sophie.
Oh, did she really? Mm. Oh, congratulations.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay.
Are typically carved from what?
Pumpkins.
Another one. Olive oil.
Olive oil. Oh, my goodness. I have just harvested my olive tree, and I am now doing whatever you do with your olives.
Okay, well, this is olive oil with O-Y-L, and she was the love interest of who?
Oh, Popeye.
Oh.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
We've got to go to do some pub trivia today.
Yeah, we do. I live in a garbage can. I eat all the worms and spit out the germs. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, dear, this is a silly podcast. All right, I'll try and floor you now.
Okay, yep. There you go.
All right, here's a 50-50 for you.
Okay.
In nautical terms...
Back in the game.
Does starboard mean left or right?
Oh, I should know this rubbish.
Port side and starboard side.
Yeah, port side.
Oh, come on, it's 50-50, left or
right. Yeah, I know. Well, port side would mean you're going into port, and starboard, to me, would be you're going the other direction. Mm. I mean, that's just... I'm just trying to work it out. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to say left.
Right.
Of course it's right.
Yeah.
I'm right.
I only know because...
Is left right or is the answer right?
The answer's right.
Oh, the answer's right, and I was wrong.
Yes.
So left is not right.
No,
I was wrong and right was right.
I was taught that if you're passing a bottle of port around a table, you always pass it to the left.
Okay.
That's how I remember port side as left.
No, but you just said port side was right.
No, I asked you which is starboard.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm confused.
All right.
We better play back.
Let's move on to another boat. Another boat in Peter Pan. What's the name of Captain Hook's ship?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the same name as the flag.
I don't know. What flag?
The Jolly.
Oh, the Jolly ship.
Jolly Roger.
Oh, the Jolly Roger.
All right.
It's all just going to poops now,
oh,
isn't
I'm
it?
I'm closing in on you. Which character?
Yes.
From the comic strip Peanuts.
Peanuts, oh yeah.
You know
was
Peanuts?
Yeah, was never a fan.
Oh, okay. In that case, you wouldn't know which one was obsessed with the music of Beethoven.
Oh.
Sitting there at his little grand piano.
Was Peanuts the one with...
I'm going to miss that.
He was a little boy with a little outfit.
I don't know if Peanuts was a character.
Oh.
This was Schroeder.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, Schroeder
no.
and... Oh, all right.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the little boy with the dog and the girl?
I have
is
no idea.
Is it Snoopy?
Idea.
Charlie Brown.
That's Peanuts, yeah. Charlie Brown.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well,
yeah Snoopy's the dog and Charlie Brown, I think.
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think Peanuts was a character. All right.
Oh, okay.
If someone is lacrimose, what do they do a lot?
Oh, are they sleeping?
No.
Are they cleaning?
They're using their lacrimal glands.
Oh, they're singing?
They're crying.
They're crying, right.
Crying.
Over you.
All right, which composer?
Oh, yeah,
is the most nominated living person in the history of the Oscars?
Oh, Jim Henson. No, he's a thing I...
He's a puppeteer.
He's a puppeteer, yeah. Come on, what's his name? You see his name everywhere.
Da-da-da-dum.
Yeah, I know. I want to say Williams or something.
Yeah. I haven't got the answers here, but I think it's John Williams.
John Williams, yeah. Thank you.
Star Wars, Jaws,
Indiana Jones.
All right. In terms of consumer electronics, before your time, what does VCR stand for?
Oh, video something recorder, video content, video.
No, the little
VC.
Cassette.
Oh, video cassette recorder. Yes. I've still got them.
Yeah,
I just don't have a video player.
Which Spice Girl's stage name references an actual spice?
Ginger.
See? There you go. True or false, Mattel, they're releasing a Kylie Minogue Barbie doll.
Oh, shut up. Are they really?
True or false? It might be false. Could be true.
No, I reckon it's true.
It is. Okay, here's one. What very British drink is comprised of a secret mix of herbal, botanicals and spices with a gin base?
It's not Pimm's.
Oh, well done, you, and I'm going to play the commercial for Pimm's.
Oh, really?
Pimm's number one cup.
Pimm's number one cup.
Yeah, you're whacking a bit of Pimm's, you put in half dry ginger, half lemonade, cucumber, and lots of fruit and mint. And
I have had
summer
one of them.
Drink.
I know. I'm starting to think I need to go back.
Here's the ad.
Okay.
Pimm's is the number one cup. Discover the pleasure of Pimm's. Pimm's is for pleasure.
There's pleasure in Pimm's.
Pimm's is the number one drink.
Welcome back. We're doing the quiz. Oh, we're doing the ding ding. Katrina's doing marvellously.
Opening up a Pimm's.
Oh, all right. If you want an alcoholic drink, what cocktail combines Prosecco and peach puree or nectar?
Oh.
Peach and Prosecco.
It sounds like something you have in the morning.
Well, it was invented in Harry's Bar in Venice.
Yeah, what is the name of that? I know it. As soon as you tell me, I'll know
it. It's a Bellini.
Bellini, that's it. Right.
All right, I'm going back to a 2006 film, Australian film, and it contains this line, there's a smell in here that will outlast religion.
I don't know that I've seen that. What's it start with?
It's a person's name and...
Who was in it?
Shane Jacobson.
Oh, is that the one where he did the toilet thing? He was a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny.
That's a nice line, though. There's a smell in here that'll outlast religion.
Yes, I do like that.
Yeah.
That was actually a good movie.
In Australian workplaces, what do the initials RDO stand for?
Roster Day Off.
Oh. Here's an old one for you. Someone ostentatious or showy is as flash as a rat with a gold watch.
Gold watch or a gold chain?
It's gold tooth.
Gold tooth. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What two colours make up the stop sign, traffic sign in Australia?
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking me how to make the combination
red.
But it's red and white. Yes.
What insect does a waggle dance to communicate the direction, distance and quality of a resource to its nest mates?
Oh.
It does a waggle dance.
You would think it might be like a wasp or a bee.
It probably does it after holding feet with a little friend in a flower.
So a bee?
Yeah, it's a bee. We talked about bees holding each other's feet when they have a sleep in the flower.
We
did.
I've forgotten that. Yeah. Oh, isn't that lovely? That's such a lovely little image.
I'm going back to another song now. What song's on the radio when Bill Murray's character wakes up to relive the same day in Groundhog Day?
Oh, I don't know, but that was a good movie.
Oh, you don't know?
Well, I can't remember the song, no. You tell me.
Well, it only happened every day he woke up.
Yeah, no.
Put your little hand in mine. It's Sonny and Cher. It ain't...
Oh, yes, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. I got you, babe.
That's it. All right. Here's a 3-1 shot. The world's first traffic signal was installed in which city in 1868? Was it Berlin, London or New York?
When?
1868.
I wouldn't think it was Berlin, right. And I wouldn't think it was New York. I would think it would have been London.
You are right, again.
I like that. Just keep saying that. You are right. You could put that on a repeat. You are right. You are right. You are right.
Wrong on this one.
Yeah, just like Groundhog Day. So, well, what? Sorry, no. What's the question?
This was made famous by a Beatles song.
Oh, here we go.
And what street sign in Liverpool is one of the most photographed in the world?
Yeah, it's where they're on the crossing.
No, that's in London. That's Abbey Road.
Oh, okay. What's the question?
It's a song. Yeah. It was made famous in Liverpool.
Stop it.
Yeah. In Penny Lane there is...
Penny Lane, right. Yeah, I don't know it.
It's a real street.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll leave that one alone.
Failed on that one.
Lufthansa is the national airline of which country?
Lufthansa. Right, well, it kind of sounds Germanish.
Well, I'll give you that.
But
there was a song by Nina called 99
Luft Balloons
or something.
99, and we changed it to Red Balloon.
Who wrote the book Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, Dr. Seuss. See, I have that book at home.
All right. Which zoo is the oldest still operating in Australia?
Tooronga.
Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah. I've been to Melbourne Zoo.
I have not.
I was touring Australia promoting Vanuatu tourism, talking to travel agents, and we actually did a comedy production of 40 Towers.
Mm.
I think I played Manuel.
Oh, really? And I could actually see you as Faulty.
I know, no, the bloke who played Faulty was really terrific.
Okay.
And so was Sybil.
Yes.
And we also had a Ni Vanuatu fellow, a little local Ni Vanuatu, who'd never left, never been out of Vanuatu. When we got to Melbourne, I went, I'm going to knock your socks off, Zelo. I'm taking you to the zoo. Because he was in his 30s. He'd never seen a picture of elephants.
Wow.
Hippopotamus, giraffe.
Oh, wouldn't that have been such a wonderful experience to be with him?
And his little eyes. Oh, he was...
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
He'd probably seen a couple of chooks and a snake.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, that's by the by.
Okay.
Lava lamps were invented in which decade of the 20th century?
Oh, I feel like I want to say the 70s.
You should. That's when they were big, but I think they were invented in the 60s.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it would have been the year before, okay, or the decade before, yeah.
In the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk,
mm,
whose blood did the giant smell when he said, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of...
An Englishman.
Oh, yes.
Said in a Jamaican accent.
Yeah. Which electromechanical device is most likely to contain woofers and tweeters?
Oh, like a speaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? Woof, 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 woof. Ah. You're really going very well here.
Oh,
I've got a couple more.
Thank you very much.
Idiomatically, to end a quarrel is to bury the what?
Hatchet.
Ah. What's the literal translation of Terra Australis?
Oh.
It's Latin for what? Terra Australis.
Is it land?
Land is terra, yeah.
Yeah.
Like terracotta or terra firma. Australis is what we're after.
Flora? No.
There was a song by Ice House that referred to the great something land.
Southern land.
Yes, it means Southland.
Right, so...
That's Australia. And I've got two more.
Mm-hmm.
In which novel, I don't expect you to get this.
Okay, good, I probably won't.
Is Tom Robinson tried for raping Mayella Yule in Monroe County?
Oh.
And I know you don't know it.
No. What's the question?
In which novel is Tom Robinson tried for raping Mayella Yule in Monroe County?
Who wrote the book?
Harper Lee.
Oh, I've heard of Harper Lee.
Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well done. And there's an advertising...
I'm still yet to read it.
I know, that's why I threw it in, but you've still got it.
Dirty sod.
All right, there's an advertising slogan.
Yes.
You ought to be congratulated.
You ought to be congratulated.
Prefer to
which
brand?
Wait until they taste it.
What's the brand of margarine?
Is it Meadowlea?
It is, and you ought to be congratulated. Let's run away now, you can't.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
I'm excited. Let's go and get a wine.
Go to the pub for trivia. No, you ought to be congratulated. You did very well. I thought that were very hard questions.
They were very hard questions.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. I had a great time. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Will we do this again next week?
We might.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Hooray.